Speaking of cool artistic events happening on and around campus, you can also head to Playmakers Repertory Company. You got a few days left to catch their amazing show that is on stage now, opening their main stage season. It is Native Son. That was first adapted by Carolina's own Paul Green, but they got a brand new, awesome adaptation that's on stage right now. It's been on stage for a couple of weeks. I had a chance to see it opening night. It's fantastic. It runs through this Sunday, the 29th, and we are joined in the studio by three special guests. The star of the show, playing Bigger Thomas, Brandon Herman St. Clair Haynes, playing the Black Rat, Brandon Pierce, and also joining us from Playmakers Repertory Company, Kathy Williams. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's great to be here.
So, Brandon, let me start with you. You play Bigger Thomas, such a significant role to begin with, and when I was watching the show, and I've read the novel a couple of times, but watching the show, it really drove home to me in a way that it hadn't before when I was reading the novel, just how much of a character Bigger is not ever allowed to be. Like, he's constantly playing different roles, and the adaptation really, really brings that out in ways that have got to be really demanding and challenging for you as an actor. What's it like?
Absolutely. Being Bigger Thomas, I guess, being almost seen as a pawn to American society and what structure America kind of put up for the African-American male, in particular the African-American male in the North at this time, not too much different from the African-American male in the South at that exact time as well, but just how he's set in situations and in particular, I guess, events that he has to think about the outside eye. And this is in the beginning of the play, it's two different ways that people see themselves, drawn back to that W.E.B. Du Bois double conscious theory, that there's one way that we see ourselves, there's the other way that people see us, and that's something that Bigger Thomas has to think about on a daily basis, and that's kind of the thing that pushes most of the show.
Yeah, and you were jumping back and forth between three different scenes at once, I think, in some cases, so it's a triple consciousness, it's a quadruple consciousness, and none of the ways that Bigger ever presents himself relate that closely to how he sees himself inside.
Absolutely. The particular adaptation that Nnamdi Kelly did to where there's a splicing that's almost justifying everything that that Bigger Thomas is going through, like where his rage is filtered through, how that is filtered through the oppression that he gets. He chooses to oppress his people around him. The rape he's accused of, he ends up actually committing those actual acts to people in his community. And he has to accept those faults of his, and he also has to at least accept that if he sees himself as making a decision, he can finally see himself as being a man, something that society doesn't see him as, which is a big point that Richard Wright wanted to bring home.
Yeah, Brandon Pierce plays the Black Rat, which is, again, if you haven't seen this show, you absolutely must. And again, you've only got a few days left, playmakersrep.org for tickets. And the adaptation is really, really incredible and intense. And it's a one-act, 90-minute play, and it takes this very long, complex novel and successfully condenses it down to a very, very tight 90 minutes. And Brandon, your character is just such an integral part of the way that the narrative pushes itself, but it's also a character that no one ever sees except maybe Bigger, and I'm not even 100% sure about that. Tell us about your character and then how you enter into him.
Well, so Black Rat is really the personification of Bigger's mind, and it's complicated because he's both a part of Bigger and connected with Bigger, but it's also he's also how society views Bigger in a lot of ways. So Bigger's kind of like taken a lot of those ideas and thoughts that society would have and built this version of himself out of that. You know, and I think he also creates in order just to survive after with pretty much everything that happens in the play, which it makes it an interesting challenge as an actor because, you know, I have to build the character with Brandon and create things out of Bigger as well. Because there's a lot of scenes where Bigger's in a situation where he can't speak what he's actually feeling, you know, especially if he's talking to, you know, his white employers. And so my job as Black Rat is then to display that for the audience, to show what he's going through and that rage that's really propelling him through the play that Bigger hasn't really quite able to be able to articulate with, and have a conversation with. And even with the Black Rat, he's still not quite able to have that real conversation with himself.
What's it like working with each other?
Good. I would say it's good. It's crazy.
You have to say that he's sitting right.
It's crazy because we would sort of pick up on stuff we were each doing without really making communication about that, you know? And even now when we're doing the show, there's times where we're doing stuff that I didn't realize that we were doing or we've picked up, you know, which is really, really cool, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of idiosyncrasies that I have in life are built almost into the show. I do this weird thing with my hands. Our director, Colette Robert, she picked up on that. And that was something that we made a part of the physical vocabulary of the show. And so a lot of my idiosyncrasies that I do on a daily basis, Brandon Pierce, he kind of picked up on. And then I also picked up on a lot of his, mannerisms, because we almost have to be the same person without being each other.
Awesome.
And not just because our names are both Brandon.
Although it helps. So speaking about Native Son, again, playmakersrep.org is the website. The show runs through Sunday the 29th. We've got two of the members of this awesome cast here. Again, Brandon Pierce and Brandon Herman St. Clair Haynes. Tell us about the rest of the cast, because it's just top to bottom an amazing cast of actors on stage.
Absolutely. Julia, I guess I'll start with Julia. She was the star of The Cake. Mm-hmm. She plays Miss Mary Dalton in this performance. She does an awesome job. Mm-hmm. I guess who else do we have in the show? So many awesome people. April Mae Davis, who is a familiar face in Playmakers Rep. She plays Bessie, who is a prolific character in the show. She's Bigger's counterpart, and that is a big drive of the show as well.
I'll jump in. I want to mention Tia James, who is our new one of our recent faculty additions, and a company member is making her debut as Bigger's mom. Mm-hmm. It's great to see so many of our graduate students. For those who know our program, you watch them over the 3 years, and so Brandon and Sarah and April May and Adam Poole are all third years, and they're doing just absolutely stunning work on stage. We also have a local actor, one of our favorite actors who work with us, Dan Wilson, is also in the play. What's beautiful, watching them from the outside, not being in it, is what a beautiful ensemble they make and how seamless they actually make this piece, which is almost like a piece of cinematography.
Yeah.
The way that Nambi has written it, how she's adapted it, it goes just sort of like a film, and they take us on a amazing, incredible 90-minute journey, which, and when you think about it, is really, from my interpretation, is just like a blink of an eye for Bigger Thomas.
Yes.
And she's very successful in, I think, bringing the audience into that experience of what goes through his mind in those few minutes between the committing of the act, the first act, and the final act. And it's just a phenomenal piece of theatricality. And the production values of it are also stunning.
Yeah.
The set design, the costumes, the lights, how they create this world along with the acting from the company is a beautiful theatrical experience.
I'm always impressed with what y'all are able to do with that room and just the versatility of it and the stage and the lighting and the sets and everything else. What was your reaction upon seeing it for the first time?
Well, I just felt so, when we set up this season as our Legacy Now season, and we looked at
celebrating 100 years, by the way. We got to mention that.
Right, 100 years of Carolina Playmakers, but also 40 years of our being in our current theater, Paul Green Theater, where, as you mentioned the beginning, Paul Green's adaptation opened that theater 40 years ago. And so as we are looking at legacy and where are we now, we're looking at, Nambi E. Kelly's, this African-American playwright, as she brings these words and Richard Wright's novel to life. So I think she really nailed a couple of things, or several, so many things, but I think really the fluidity of it, the pace of it, it's nonlinear, it's exciting. She pulls us in and engages us in a way that our sort of technological world can really understand, you know, and not with a lot of technology. I mean, it's not an over tech show, but the lights, the magic of theater for me really is evident on the stage, and it's what makes theater unique and like no other medium.
We're talking about Native Son. It's on stage at Playmakers now. As we start to wrap up, can we hear a scene from the show? What are we going to hear?
So this is going to be scene 26, mm-hmm. which since the show is kind of fragmented, it's taking place a little bit in the middle of the show. Mm. But what's happened previously was Bigger Thomas has just committed the murder of Mrs. Dalton, or Miss Dalton, the daughter of Miss Dalton. And now I'm talking to my other conscious, or the Black Rat.
Go for it.
She's dead?
Dead.
They will kill me. I've got to get out of here.
Calm down. Light a smoke.
Where did I put it?
In my pocket, upper right. I put it there before Ma said grace. Was it after I beat the crap out of Buddy? Light me up. My hands are trembling.
I killed a white woman. I'm Black. They will kill me.
What am I going to say to them?
I could say I had driven Mary home and left her at the side
door. But what about the communist?
Jan will say he left us together in the car at 46th and Cottage.
But I would tell them it was not true.
Is not my word as good as his?
Yes. After all, isn't Jan a Red?
Say I'd carried them home and that Jan didn't leave at 46th Street. He rode with us.
Jan had come to the house. Mary asked me to leave the car in the driveway and go with her to her room to get the trunk, and Jan was with us. And I got the trunk and took it to the basement, and when I'd gone, I'd left Mary and Jan sitting in the car.
Kissing. Reds will do anything. Didn't the paper say so?
Make them think Jan did it.
Make them think Jan did it.
That's awesome. That is just one scene from Native Son. Again, on stage at Playmakers now through Sunday. Speaking with Brandon Pierce, Brandon Haynes, Kathy Williams. And as we wrap up this conversation, I always end theatrical interviews with the same question. Don't spoil your favorite moment. What's your second favorite moment in the show?
Second favorite moment?
Second favorite moment.
In the show for me is the waterworks at the end when I get a nice little shower on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Fully clothed.
Brandon?
My second favorite part of the show would probably be when we're actually dealing with the dead body. Mm-hmm. Figuring out what we're going to do with that.
Yeah.
Kathy?
My second favorite part of the show, because I love the show so much, are the conversations that we're having afterwards, which we're having one tonight with Kirsten Mulling, who's leading us, and also tomorrow with Dr. Joseph Jordan on art, Black masculinity, and the national conversation. The conversations have been great. Come back, you guys.
It is on stage through Sunday the 29th. You've got a few days left to see it. Don't miss it. Trust me, it's incredible. It's a great adaptation, great new adaptation of this classic story. It's on stage for the next few days. PlaymakersRep.org for more information, including tickets and showtimes. Kathy, Brandon, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.